welcome. I'm Park Howell, and I'm so glad you're here for this Business of Story training, because we're going to show you how to use the and, but, therefore, to craft and tell compelling stories that sell. And believe me, you might not think that you're in sales. You might not be selling a product or service, but if you are trying to get any audience to buy into your vision, your mission, maybe a new initiative, your ways of doing things, then guess what? You are selling. That's why we are here today, to show you the and, but, therefore, and show you how to motivate at scale through the power of story and storytelling. Now, we like to talk about in our program the applied science and witchery of storytelling. And what we mean by that is, the business of story, we teach these three proven narrative frameworks. That's the applied science, or the algorithms that you use in your messaging. There, of course, is the 10-step story cycle system, the 5 primal elements to a short story for big impact, and what we're really going to be covering today, the 3 words of and, but, and therefore. That is the applied science that leads to the bewitchery. And you know what I mean by being bewitched by a story. Somebody shares a story with you, you can picture it. You can feel it. You can taste it. It might make the hair stand up in the back of your neck. It could make you laugh hysterically, sob, or it can trigger FOMO, that fear of missing out. This is the power of storytelling, and why it is so important for us today in our organizational communications was underscored to me earlier this year when this report came out, the startling report from the Harris Poll and Grammarly, The State of Business Communication. In it, they researched and interviewed hundreds of major companies throughout North America, U.S. and Canada, and found the startling statistic, and that is that $1.2 trillion is lost annually due to miscommunication. Now, they even boiled that down to this. Can you imagine that one day of productivity is lost every week per person due to miscommunication or bad communication? That's why we are teaching agile communications, and why you are all a part of many, many companies that have taken advantage of this program to really understand how to make their messages land right the first time through agile communications. And I'm so proud to have Walmart Canada now to be a part of the Business of Story family. One reminder, we have this landing page that I'll continue to place more Business of Story storytelling resources on. Just go to businessofstory.com/WC for, of course, Walmart Canada. And if you saw the intro video there, then you know we talked a little bit about the hero's journey and my 10-step story cycle system, which has been hugely powerful. In fact, it's grown brands by as much as 600% just simply following this format. It's also great for long-form communications, presentations. Anytime you are trying to build trust with an audience and then transport them from their world into yours. But as I mentioned, it's complicated. In fact, I've written an entire book on it. If you want a deeper dive, check out Brand Bewitchery. We also at the Business of Story teach the 5 primal elements of a short story for big impact. These are the stories about the moments in your life that have changed everything. These can be a story about what's happening in your company, what's happening to colleagues. It's also a story that you can share in under 1 minute using this framework, the 5 primal elements of a short story, to make your business points for you. And nothing is more persuasive than a powerful, truthful story well told. The 4 areas you use this little anecdotal story is to build trust, quite often a story about yourself. To share a truth, here's what's changing in the world and why we need to move forward. Whenever we introduce change, then people like to push back with their own anti-stories why they can't possibly do that. So you have stories to overcome their anti-stories. We call this the stories that address the tension in the room, the elephant in the room. And then finally, the stories of triumph. These are those success stories of, if we do this, then this is going to happen. Now, these are 2 incredibly powerful frameworks, you know, the applied science of storytelling. But this session is all about the and, but, and therefore. This module and the following 2 modules are going to take you into a deep dive on the 3 forces of story and how you can use the ABT to make your messages land right the first time, every time. So what's the ABT for this session? Well, let's think about it this way. As a leader, you want to connect deeply with your audiences, and if you use storytelling, then you will excite them to action. That's our statement of agreement. That's our shared vision for what a brighter future can look like tomorrow. But most executives don't engage as they might because storytelling is hard in our noisy, logic-driven world. That is our statement of contradiction, building contrast from what we want, but here's why we don't have it. Therefore, immediately hook into the primal part of your prospect's brain with a simple ABT narrative framework, the foundation for all persuasive business communications. That is our statement of consequence or our call to action. Setup, problem, resolution, act one, act two, act three. Our pattern-seeking limbic brain loves this form of communication. And it's really important in this day and age because we are living in the land of abundance. You and I and all of our friends, prospects, colleagues, customers, family members, look, we have abundant choices of who to buy from, who to work for, who to hang out with, who to listen to. So how do you stand out in this very noisy world that is actually even noisier when you think about social media? What is really interesting to me about this is that our prefrontal cortex, this executive functioning brain, is so brilliant that we're able to create this technology that expands at the rate of Moore's law. But so too does the amount of information that we are constantly pushing out and being bombarded with in the world. There is an absolute cacophony of communication out there. But you and I and everyone else is still walking around with this subconscious limbic amygdala hippocampus brain that has not changed appreciably from when our ancestors navigated and survived the savannah. It's the same brain that you and I are using to navigate and survive this onslaught of communication. And that's why storytelling is so primal. We are the only beings that we know of that think, plan, and act and organize using the power of story. Here's how it works. So we all have this organ on top of our head called the brain. It makes up just 2% of our body mass, yet it consumes 20% of our calories or 20% of our energy it's burning all the time in the background. It has one basic function, and that is survival of our being. So it is constantly worrying in the background, scanning our environment, trying to determine, is there a threat? Is there an opportunity? Is it a fight or flight situation? And guess what? It's also a major energy conservation organ. It doesn't want to burn unnecessary energy. It wants to keep it in reserves just in case we need to use it to flee from that saber-toothed tiger. You see, our limbic brain does not realize we are no longer on the savannah and we live in the most safe time ever in humanity's history. But when we confuse it, it will shut down to conserve that energy. So we want to deliver our messages where it doesn't even have to work for it. We want to light up the theater of the mind with our stories. You know how stories move you emotionally, and that's why we want to bring it to the business and organizational world. And you start with the three forces of story that the ABT is completely built upon. Those three forces are agreement, contradiction, and consequence. Now, our pattern-seeking, cause-and-effect, decision-making, limbic buying brain loves this format to messaging because it doesn't have to work for it. Setup, problem, resolution, agreement, contradiction, consequence. So, how do you build an ABT? Well, let's start from the very beginning, the very basics. You want to place your audience at the center of the story, so you start to think about them. Who is your audience? What do they want in relation to what you have to offer? And why is it important to them? Raise the stakes. This is that shared statement of agreement of what a brighter tomorrow can look like together. But why don't they have it? What is the problem that you have to help them overcome? You want to build as much contrast between that and statement of positivity and agreement of for tomorrow with this negative side of, but here's the hole that you're mucking your way through in order to get it. Therefore, here's the solution. Here's how I am here to help you get what you want and what it all looks like when it comes together. And, but, therefore. Now, I learned about this messaging marvel from my now good friend, Dr. Randy Olson, way back in 2013. And for the past decade, he and I have been working with the science community, academia, and, of course, the business world on how to deploy the ABT in your world. Now, Dr. Olson is a Harvard PhD evolutionary biologist who gave up tenure, went to USC Film School, graduated, wrote, directed, produced 3 documentaries on climate change and global warming, but now has written like 7 books teaching the science world what he learned from Hollywood so that they can communicate their big ideas and have them land right the first time. Now, Randy's total work in this day and age is just around the and button, therefore, and he and I have worked together to really refine it and make it work in all areas. In fact, he and I co-wrote the book, The Narrative Gym for Business. It's this crisp 75-page guide that you can download back at the site at businessofstory.com/WC and have this at your side as you're crafting ABTs moving forward. When you learn about the ABT, you are going to see it everywhere. It's just like that arrow in the FedEx logo. Have you ever seen that before? Has it ever been pointed out to you before? Well, now that you see it, you can never unsee it. That's where the ABT pops up all over in our life. Now, if you are like me when I first heard about the ABT, I thought, could this thing really be that powerful? And where else has it showed up in history? I mean, I had been in the advertising, branding, marketing world for 35-plus years, and when I found it, I'm like, wow, this is like the magical elixir for taking complex messages and making them simple. So I started looking around, and did you realize that almost every nursery rhyme is based on an ABT? For instance, Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet. She was eating her curds and whey. But along came a spider who sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Now, when you look at that, you might say, Park, I don't see an and, but, therefore, anywhere. But it's implied. Check it out. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, and she was eating her curds and whey. But along came a spider who sat down beside her. Therefore, the consequence of that was it frightened Miss Muffet away. Setup, problem, resolution. A literally 6-sentence story that is immensely memorable and stands the test of time. So, you know, even pause for a second. Just think about any nursery rhyme in your world. Recite it to yourself and see if you can't uncover the ABT in it. And now that you've seen the ABT, you are going to see it everywhere, especially in pop culture.
You took your time with the call. I took no time with the fall. You gave me nothing at all, but still you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal. At first sight and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was holding. Ripped jeans, skin was showing.
Do we have any Carly Rae Jepsen fans out there? How many views do you think Call Me Maybe has on YouTube? Think about it a second. Get it. 1.3 billion with a B views on YouTube. Now, is it popular because they use the ABT in the chorus? Good. I mean, it's rather catchy, right? Did they know about the ABT when they wrote that chorus? No. They're just good, solid, intuitive storytellers. You are an intuitive storyteller. I want you to become intentional using the and, but, therefore framework that is the foundation for all persuasive and influential communication. Now, where do we see it in the business world? Well, let me introduce you to my friend and your fellow Canadian, Christopher Lockhead. Christopher is a legendary Silicon Valley marketer. And he is brilliant around category design, which means really finding the core essence and differentiation of a brand in very crowded markets. In fact, he wrote this fabulous book called Play Bigger, all about how you can use category design in your own world. Well, Christopher had me on his podcast a few months ago, and I introduced him to the And But Therefore. He had never heard about it before, but it kind of blew him away. Here's what he had to say about it.
So you gave me a gift with the ABT. You know, in category design, we have this thing called a POV, a point of view. And it is simply structured very similarly to that of the ABT. It's so simple, you can't imagine how profound it is. In a point of view, it goes like this. Nobody buys a solution until they have a problem. And so a point of view starts with articulating, framing, naming, and claiming a problem. Well, we can relate to that problem. That then sets up the solution. And when people understand the problem slash opportunity, then they become interested in the solution. And then, of course, the third piece from a POV perspective is how your product or service or your idea, for that matter, you might not be actually marketing or selling anything, bridges the gap between the problem slash opportunity and therefore the solution. Okay, so with all that said, why do I love the ABT? Here is a simple, insanely powerful way to write an instant POV. And that's why the and, but, and therefore model is pure genius. It allows you to relate to people. Then it gives them the but, which tees up the problem. And then the therefore, which points the way to the different future, aka solution. And so it's pure genius. And it's easily rememberable. And if you start to play with it, as I have since you taught it to me, just like anything else, you develop some prowess with it, starts working. You're like, wow, it's almost weird how this works.
Now, the day after I was on Christopher's podcast, he tried the ABT for himself, and he was so blown away by its impact, he took a screenshot of this tweet and sent it to me. Let's read it together. Most entrepreneurs would love to design a new category and build a billion-dollar business. There's a statement of agreement, but there is so much startup BS on Twitter, it's hard to know who to listen to. Therefore, which is implied here, meet David Sachs. He knows a few things. And then the link takes you to his podcast and an interview with David Sachs. But here's the most startling thing. In just under 6 hours, Christopher said he got over 60,000 engagements on this tweet. He had never, ever used the ABT before, first time here, and he was blown away. Like he said, it's crazy. It's just sort of mysterious how powerful this is and how it works, but it really does work. Let's take a look at the ABT and some of your work. Here's a post on LinkedIn about Walmart Canada and Halloween. It reads, did you know about 803,000 pieces of candy will be sold every hour at Walmart in the month of October? Canadians are gearing up for Halloween at Walmart, relying on us as the simple one-stop shop for their spooky needs. We're predicting close to 1 million pumpkins will be sold this year. Customers in Ontario, well, you get the rest of this. You can even see as I'm reading this, I'm kind of fighting my way through it. And I think it has to do with the fact that it's non-narrative. It's and. It's all about Walmart. It's not about the customer. And that's what I want you to always place your audience at the center of the story. And it just doesn't automatically feed into my brain very well. I don't know if you felt the same thing. So feel the difference using an and but therefore written from your audience's perspective. You're looking forward to another gleefully ghoulish Halloween with your kids. Now here's the contradiction or the problem. But what's really scary is how hectic this time is, prepping all of your tricks and treats. And here's the consequence. Therefore, that's why the only doorbell you need to ring to prepare for Halloween is your local Walmart Canada store. And then you can fill in the rest with everything from that that demonstrates the impact Walmart has on Halloween. And you can even include the link. But do you see where we now have set up problem resolution and how much more powerful it is for your reader? Let's take a look at another one. This was an internal document shared with me in June earlier this year when I did a half-day session with some of your leaders. National Bagless Launch Summary. And when I went through this, I think it's like a 17-page document. And I was trying to really understand the core essence of the program. And so I took it and I boiled it down to, you guessed it, an and, but, therefore. Here's how it plays out. You play an important role to positively impact the communities we serve through our 408 stores. And if we are good stewards of the environment, then we will continue to demonstrate our leadership role in protecting our planet. But Canadians, including our customers, throw away over 3 million tons of plastic waste every year because we provide it. Therefore, we will become part of the solution as your store is going plastic bag free as part of our national bagless rollout. You can read the rest. So you can feel the difference of going non-narrative and confusion in a complex message to simplicity and getting your message to land right the first time. Let's take a look at one more, and then you're going to be off to writing your own ABTs. Now, this was an email that was provided to me about your Canadian Culture Mini Pulse call to action to get your colleagues to participate in it. And as you'll see it currently, it's got all the important information in it, but it's non-narrative. In our 2022 Canadian Culture Survey, you told us that career growth and development is one of our key opportunity areas to drive a culture of engagement. And we want to dig deeper to better understand the gaps, and your feedback will help inform future growth and development. So you see, we don't really have any and, but, therefore, there. It is non-narrative, and so it's hard for it to really land the way you want it to land. Now, watch what happens when we rewrite it, placing them at the center of the story. We even change the headline. Your voice is important to us. And then when we get into the ABT, your career growth is essential. And if we can provide you with the development opportunities you seek, then everyone wins. That's our statement of agreement. But you may not be advancing as quickly as you wish because there are gaps in our career training program, according to our 2022 Canadian Culture Survey. Therefore, bridge your ambition to your career goals with your honest, confidential feedback on a voluntary mini-pulse survey that runs until June 12, 2022. And then you could read the rest of it. But you can see it's shorter, it's sweeter, it uses the and, but, therefore, three forces of story of agreement, contradiction, consequence to help us hack through the noise and hook into that limbic, pattern-seeking, cause and effect, decision-making, buying brain. That's why it's so powerful. So let's build your first ABT. And you know how it goes by now. You've got your audience, and you want to raise the stakes. Then you want to build contrast. But here's the problem you're solving for, and therefore, here's how you are uniquely equipped for their solution. You can also, by the way, right here, download a PDF for your ABT worksheet, or you can just write it out by hand or type it out, whatever works best for you. I really like to write by hand because I think, I don't know, it helps me learn that much better to have that tactile experience with it. But let's go a little bit deeper. Just answer these questions as you're writing an ABT. Name your number one audience and what it is they want and why that is important to them. This is your statement of agreement, of course, in relation to what you have to offer them and how you can help them get that brighter tomorrow. But why don't they have it? What is the problem that is standing in their way? That is that statement of contradiction. And then finally, your statement of consequence. How are you uniquely equipped to help them get it? Another way of thinking about this is, look it, they're looking for a brighter day tomorrow, but they're currently going through a rainstorm today that you're going to help them through so that you both can achieve this brighter vision of what all can be together. So do that. Check it out. Write out your ABT right now and then jump into Module 2 and let's go through it and see if we can start refining it. And what I really hope for you to do is share your ABT with me prior to our coming session so that we can build it live with your colleagues. You'll be doing them a huge favor because I have found with Dr. Olson that when we build real ABTs live with the group, everyone learns, everyone benefits, everyone wins. So send me your ABT to park@businessofstory.com. All right, get after it and I'll see you in our next session. Welcome back. How's the ABT working for you? Now, you might be a little bit frustrated because it looks simple, doesn't it? I mean, it's just three words, and, but, therefore. But it's tricky. So the idea is to practice, practice, practice. And from here on, moving forward, make a goal of every single day, write a minimum of three emails using an ABT. I mean, you got to write them anyways. What better practice field is there than habit stacking on top of emails you already have to write? All right, let's jump into ABT 201. I call this the ABTs of Agile Communications for Speed to Influence. ABT 101 is about speed impact. Now we want to step up the influence. And as we get deeper into it, just remember that the ABT is basically these three elements. That statement of agreement of what does a brighter day tomorrow look like, but the statement of contradiction, why don't we currently have it today? What's the thunderstorm standing in our way? And therefore, how are you there uniquely equipped to help your people get what they want so that you all can share in this brighter tomorrow? Now, my good friend Randy Olson, who you met in Module 1, just came out with this great new short little video about the puzzle of putting together an ABT. I thought you would enjoy it.
At the heart of effective communication is narrative structure. If it's strong, the communication will be powerful. But there's a problem. Getting the narrative structure right involves work, which is a burden. So the question for communication is, who will bear this burden? You or your audience? This is the tool you need for the job, the ABT narrative template. Working with it is just like solving a puzzle. In fact, take a look at this jigsaw puzzle. What's it a picture of? It looks like parts of a girl's face, a man's tie, some wood paneling. Feels like maybe a Norman Rockwell painting. It's the same as a text that lacks narrative structure and has what we call the and form. Show it to an audience, they'll have to work to make sense of it. Now, invest some time and energy and you might get the puzzle to hear. This is equivalent to the first draft of the and but therefore ABT form. You now have the beginnings of a story as we see the picture is centered around a little girl. It's still not quite clear what's going on, but it's much better. Then you put in a lot more time actually solving the puzzle. And boom, it's a girl, she's got a black eye, she's waiting to see the principal, and yes, it's a Norman Rockwell painting. Your first draft an audience would find confusing and boring because you put the burden on them. Your first ABT draft at least starts to hook their interest, but you weren't done. This is the problem of so much poor communication, going to the public with basically half-baked goods. When you finally go the full distance to the completed ABT, when you solve the puzzle, when you take on the burden, that is when you finally communicate powerfully. And by the way, most really bad movies produced by Hollywood, this is exactly what happens. They fail to solve the puzzle. They just go ahead and release a mess like this. So in the end, you need to know two things. First, understanding narrative structure is essential for communication in order to not bore or confuse people. And second, it's identical to the solving of a puzzle. It takes time. Your time.
That's a pretty cool way to think about the ABT and putting it together in your world. Now, let's jump over to your world and let's look at a few more examples in action before we take a little bit deeper dive in refining your own ABT. Here is one that was shared with me. It's about Father's Day. Becoming your dad is easier than you thought. Grab your shorts, grill, accessories, and everything in between this Father's Day at low prices. Well, as you know by now, that is non-narrative. It's just kind of a declarative statement out there, and it doesn't really connect with our limbic brain. Feel the difference with an ABT. Your family is celebrating everything about you this Father's Day. But maybe not the dad jokes. So keep them smiling with new shorts, grill accessories, and everything in between at low prices. Look, all the content was there in the first place. All we did is reordered it using an ABT. This one reads, Walmart rewards MasterCard cardholders are eligible to earn 3 times Walmart reward dollars, a bonus of 2.5% on apparel, accessories, jewelry, watches, sunglasses, bags, and footwear purchases at any Walmart store in Canada when charged to your Walmart Rewards MasterCard. Offer not valid on online orders. Bonus rewards will be posted to your Walmart Rewards account to your statement date in August 2022. Okay, there's a lot of logic-driven, reasoned thinking here and lots of numbers. Why don't numbers work for us out of the context of a story? Well, answer this simple question. What is the first syllable of the word numbers? That's right, num. They mean nothing to us unless we place them in the context of a story. So how do you take, you know, important information like this and really make it work using the ABT? Check it out. You want to look your best and save money, but inflation is making you feel worse. Cheer up as you earn 3 times Walmart Rewards dollars, a bonus of 2.5% on apparel, accessories, jewelry, blah, blah, blah. You see where I'm going with this. So we delivered the same information. We shortened it, but we absolutely put it in a narrative framework of and, but, and therefore. Let's take a look at one more. Thank you to our associates for bringing our trademark energy and enthusiasm to the Vancouver Pride Parade. Walmart Canada is a proud sponsor of the Vancouver Pride Parade, which celebrated its 44th anniversary this year. We're so grateful we had this opportunity to celebrate Pride in beautiful BC. All right, again, a very important information and sentiment to send out to the world. Feel the difference with the narrative form of the and, but, therefore. As a Walmart Canada associate, you help us make diversity, equity, and inclusion job number one. But we often don't get to show our support as much as we like. So, thanks to bringing your trademark energy and enthusiasm as we're a proud sponsor of the Vancouver Pride Parade. Together, we celebrated its 44th anniversary in beautiful BC. You see how that works? It seems like a simple little change. That all the important content is there, but what you're really doing is turning the non-narrative world into the narrative world using the and, but, therefore, that our limbic subconscious brain absolutely loves. And it just comes down to this, doesn't it? And, but, therefore, finding that singular narrative, what is the single problem we are solving for here? And then how do you share it with the world? Now let's build this out a little bit more. In module number one, in addition to meeting Dr. Randy Olson, you also met my good friend, Christopher Lockhead. And he talked about the idea of framing, naming, and claiming a problem-solution dynamic, and that's exactly what your ABT does. Essentially, you are framing the situation up top with your statement of agreement. You are taking your audience from where they currently are in their ordinary world and how they want to level up. What's at stake for them to make a change for something that they really want to make their life even that much better? Now, because the and button, therefore, works on this cause and effect pattern seeking part of our brain, we want to ignite that as much as possible. One great way to do that as you add to your ABTs is this idea of if then. If this happens, then that happens. It's a way to actually clarify your statement of agreement, and you're continuing to play to that cause and effect nature of your brain. You don't have to use an if then, but sometimes it can be really, really powerful. Then you want to name the problem, frame, name, and claim, right? So then, but you don't have it because of this. That little word because is so powerful because it continues to play to our cause and effect pattern-seeking brain. Then you claim the solution. Therefore, tomorrow is going to look better because of this. That is the basic singular narrative of it, you know, what it is you're solving for. And then how are you going to solve it? So now let's take a look at this in action. Remember back in module one, we talked about the National Bagless Launch Summary and the ABT I wrote for that. Well, I used all of these little narrative tricks on you in that ABT. You just didn't recognize them because you didn't know about them. So let's go back and dissect it a little bit. You play an important role to positively impact the communities we serve through our 408 stores. That's our singular narrative. We are focused on impact. And if we are good stewards of the environment, then we will continue to demonstrate our leadership role in protecting our planet. Again, it's all about impact, isn't it? The fact that we're doing the National Bagless Day just happens to be the how we're going to do it. All right, so we've set up our singular narrative around impact, and we've got the if-then in there. But Canadians, including our customers, throw away over 3 million tons of plastic waste every year because we provide it. So there's your problem statement, right? You've already been exposed to that, but now you can see that word because and how it helps trigger the cause and effect brain. Therefore, we'll become part of the solution as your store is going plastic-free as part of our national bagless rollout. There it is, the if, the then, the because. And what I want you to be thinking about is the what. The what here in your therefore is about the story you're telling about impact. It's not yet about National Bagless Launch Day. It's about impact. And then how are you going to increase your impact? Well, by creating the National Bagless Rollout for a happier, healthier communities. See how that worked? Just take a second to take a look at that. And again, as you're doing ABTs, you don't even have to necessarily worry about ABT 201, what I'm taking you through right now. I just really want you to get the and, but, therefore down first. And then as you're looking for more impact and even more clarity, start using these words. They are so, so powerful. Now, two storytelling truths that I want to really, really underscore here. Truth number one, you are not the center of your story. Your audience is. In fact, you've heard me say that time and time again. We so often get locked up in thinking we are the center of the story. Our brand is the center of the story. The initiative, whatever it is we're trying to get people to buy into, is the center of the story. And I hate to spoil it for you. Nobody actually really cares about you, the brand, or even your initiative. And that leads to story truth number two. Your stories are not about what you make, but what you make happen. So I don't mean to be callous to say that they don't care. What they really care about is the outcome that you can create in their life. That's why the ABT helps you place your audience at the center of the story so you can understand who they are, appreciate what they want, empathize with why they don't have it, and then share with them how you are going to help them get it. What are the positive outcomes they're going to get, and how are you going to get them there? All right, let's take this ABT build now even a little bit deeper. At the end of our last session, you learned about placing your audience there. And when you're first writing these out, who's your audience? What do they want? Why is it important to them? Why don't they have it? And how are you uniquely equipped to help them get it? So think about, can you put an if-then clause here right after your and? If they get it, then this is the positive outcome. The but, remember that word because. You don't always have to use it, but it helps you stay aligned with your singular narrative, but they don't have it because of this. You're really underscoring and amplifying the pain around that problem. Therefore, what does success look like and how will you help them achieve it? Set up problem resolution, the if-then-because words as your triggering cause and effect words to help make your ABTs even stronger. And then, of course, staying focused. After you're therefore, you're going to say, well, here's what tomorrow can look like, and here's how we're going to help you get it. So if you like, take a screenshot of this, but dive back into the PDF. I've got another one right here for you. And write your ABT. Take the ABT you already did and even refine it using this. And then, by golly, send them to me because we would love to build them live with the crowd during our live session. Thanks for following along. I look forward to seeing you in Module 3 because as we determined early on, the ABT is short and sweet, but tricky. Therefore, keep practicing. Congratulations, you're almost there. You've got the first two modules down. We've explored how to motivate at scale using storytelling and how to use agile communications for speed to influence. Now we're going to talk about speed to impact. And let's start where we started in Module 1, and that is talking about this survey, the State of Business Communication Report, that, as you remember, found that $1.2 trillion is lost annually due to poor communication, which equates to one lost day of productivity per person per week. That's expensive. But why I think this is so interesting is I had a chance to speak with the report's founder, Abby Looney, from the Harris Poll. And when I read through the report, I pointed out to her that they are already using the and button, therefore, in their report. And I want to share this with you because we've covered lots of different areas you can use it, but here's how you use it with long-form communications. If you read their executive summary here, you'll see that it starts with seamless work from home or work from anywhere. Access secure documents from any network. Hire the best talent based anywhere in the world from wherever you are. That's essentially their and statement of agreement. Look, they even use the word but. But what if we don't realize any of those benefits because we can't communicate with each other effectively? And what if this effectiveness comes at the cost of $1.2 trillion every year? That's the annual loss U.S. businesses see from unsuccessful communication practices. Therefore, the Grammarly State of Business Communication Report seeks to answer a fundamental question. What is getting in the way of collaboration, productivity, and employee experience in the hybrid work era? This is a critical challenge for our time, and it directly corresponds with urgent priorities of executives everywhere. So when I talked to Abby and I pointed this out, I had her on my podcast, by the way, and you can hear her talk about the report on show number 362. When I explained to her that they were already using the ABT, she had no idea. And here's what she had to say about the ABT framework once she realized what it was all about.
Yeah, that's a great framework. To me, the most interesting part is the but. I think we're always looking for research that sets up tension in a way that can kind of grab people and maybe surprise them. So I love that idea of kind of establishing a shared vision, demonstrating maybe an obstacle or a contradiction, and then showing how you could help them pave a path forward. I love it.
Now, when you look deeper in their report, you will see that they use the ABT in a lot of different areas. Like, for instance, here are the three major findings where they have the setup here. They have the problem right here, but it's a significant obstacle to getting work done. And then the therefore, here's what they found in their report. Isn't that fascinating? They were using the ABT and they had no idea. So I also invited on the show their co-author, Dorian Stone from Grammarly. And he was also blown away. You would think Grammarly might know about this stuff, but he was blown away by the ABT as well. And look, I can't finish off this course without one more Walmart example. Let's take a look. Seasonal allergies shouldn't keep you from seizing every moment. Your Gulf South Walmart is here to help with a wide selection of allergy medication so that you can get out and enjoy everything the season has to offer. Again, non-narrative, so let's have some fun and make it narrative with an ABT. A beautiful spring has sprung, but so have your allergies. Get back outside and seize the day with a wide selection of allergy medication at your Gulf South Walmart. I'm not sure I'm saying that quite right, but you get my meaning here. So when you're writing these ABTs, you are probably finding that you are a little bit long-winded in your very first one, and that's okay. That's the way these things are birthed, as the way they are crafted. So let's look at the three forms of the ABT and how you work through that long-winded one down to the precise one that's going to work for you. The first one we call is an informational ABT, and it is large. It has lots of information in it, typically has more than one narrative going on, and it's when we're trying to find our voice and that singular narrative. The informational ABT is not concise, but it can be compelling, actually, given all the information in it. But we want to make it even more compelling. So what we like to do is create what we call the conversational ABT. That is when you are looking at your long-form ABT and figure out what your one singular narrative is. It's obviously concise, but it's not particularly compelling. However, everybody in the room will know exactly what you're talking about. So then you want to find a blend between the two, and that's your final ABT. It is both concise and compelling. So let me give you an example of this from the very first ABT that began this whole program. So remember when I shared that ABT and I boiled it down, but it probably started something like this, very informational. As a leader, you want to grow revenue, and it's essential to connect with your prospects to convert them into lifelong customers who love your product or service and are happy to share it with other people through word-of-mouth marketing. But it's a crowded, noisy world out there, and your messages aren't getting through, so you're not growing as quickly as you like because you're not being heard. Therefore, use storytelling to hack through the noise and hook the hearts of your audiences so you can connect with your audiences on a deep level that will help you move them to action as happy customers. So you can see I got a number of different narratives going on. It's long-winded, but it actually gets, you know, my thoughts down on paper for what I want to do. So now I look at this and I think, what is my singular narrative? What is the one problem that I am solving for? So I boil it down to this conversational ABT. That might be something like this. And again, if I were to say this in a room of 5,000 people, they have no idea who I am or actually what I'm going to talk about. They will at least know what the singular narrative theme is for my communication. So you need to connect with your audiences, but you're not connecting. Therefore, connect every time with the ABT. See what I'm saying? Very concise, not particularly compelling, but it does get me down to that singular narrative that we all need to have, that one problem that we're solving for. Then it boils down to that final ABT. As a leader, you want to connect deeply with your audiences, and if you use storytelling, then you will excite them to action. But most executives don't engage as they might because storytelling is hard in our noisy, logic-driven world. Therefore, immediately hook into your prospect's primal brain, where all their real buying decisions are being made, with the agility of the ABT narrative framework. Now, let's break this down a little bit with all the other narrative tricks that you have learned throughout this training. Look, I've got the if-then clause in there. I've got the word because in there, so we're really playing off that cause and effect brain. My what, it's about connection up top. Immediately hook into your prospect's primal brain. And how do you do that? With the agility of the ABT narrative framework. Did you see how my offering doesn't actually come into the very end of the therefore statement? Everything else is setup, problem, resolution, and here's how we resolve it with what we want to do. That's what I want you to do with your ABTs. And of course, my singular narrative here is all about connection. You want to connect, but most executives don't engage as they might. Therefore, hook into your prospect's primal brain. It's all about connection. I'm just using different words to share the same concept. See how that works? All right, let's boil it down to the final look at our whole ABT framework. Of course, it all begins with the and, but therefore. You find your singular narrative, that one problem you're solving for. Then you frame it in that statement of agreement, from your customer's ordinary world or your audience's ordinary world to what they want and what's at stake for them. You use the if-then clause to help trigger that cause and effect brain and bring specificity to your ABT. Then you name the problem. You spell it out. It's this problem because of this. Again, still playing to that pattern-seeking cause and effect limbic primal brain. And therefore, here's your claim. Here is how you're going to help them, and you want to keep it in the same order of what and how. What the solution looks like and how you're going to help them get there. You have these three basic forms of the ABT. You're going to start off with these long-winded informational ones. You will then use that conversational ABT to focus it down to that singular narrative, and then you will end up with that one that is just right. Now, in all of this, I know it's a lot to take in. So if you take away nothing more than this, the the and, but, and therefore. You will be way ahead with your communications. It will literally revolutionize how you connect with people and move them to action. Now remember, the and, but, and therefore is short and sweet, but tricky. Therefore, I want you to practice it every single day. In fact, I call it a storytelling dumbbell, because when you curl the ABT every day in all of your communications, you will grow your narrative intuition and become that confident, compelling communicator you're hoping to be. So start, as I mentioned earlier, with 3 emails every single day. You've got to write them anyways. You may as well apply the ABT to them. You are not only going to grow with your ABT, but you are going to connect with your audience a lot faster, and they are actually going to respond because they know exactly what you're asking of them. Number 2, go and teach 2 people about the and, but, and therefore. I learned teaching this at Arizona State University that you don't know what you don't know until you actually teach it, which really then helps make these concepts concrete in your mind and in your world. And then finally, craft 1 ABT for a significant communication, sales call, or presentation you have this week. If you are boggled right now with a complex message and you don't know how to say it, how to clearly articulate it, then use the ABT. You'll have a lot of fun doing it. And of course, as you're crafting these ABTs, please email them to me and I'll provide you with some added value email coaching. And when you do, when you go through all 3 modules here, write an ABT and send it to me for coaching, then you will indeed earn the fabulous Business of Story ABT Achievement Badge, which of course you can share with your world. Here's the last thing I want you to take away from all of this. As you are growing as a confident and compelling communicator, using the power of story to help scale motivation throughout Walmart Canada, remember that the most potent story you'll ever tell is the story you tell yourself. So make sure it's a great one. Thanks so much for being here, and story on, my friend.